Welcome to Talks from the Bible. I wish to read a passage of Scripture, 1 Peter 4, verse 10. As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. God has provided humanity with His grace. The Lord God is a God of grace, 1 Peter 5 and verse 10. One of the most amazing characteristics of God is His grace. The grace of God has been bestowed upon humanity so that mankind can come to know God as Father and Christ as Lord and Savior. The grace of God is unearned. The grace of God is undeserved. The grace of God cannot be repaid. You and I are in a great debt to the God of heaven because of His grace. God lovingly, kindly, mercifully has bestowed His grace upon us so that we can be saved from sin, be reconciled unto Him, and know Him as our Father. We can pray unto Him, call upon Him, walk with Him and know Him because of His grace. We can have the forgiveness of our sins, the cleansing of our soul, and the comfort of our spirit because of the grace of God. This wonderful gift is through God's grace. We are indebted to God because of the manifold grace of God. Christ is God's revelation of grace. We can understand the grace of God because of Jesus Christ. Titus 2, verse 11, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men." All men can receive the grace of God. All of humanity can know God because of the grace of God that has come by Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ has brought salvation through the grace of God. God was not indebted to man. Man is indebted to God. God has offered salvation through Jesus Christ. This is the loving act of His grace. And the grace of God that brings salvation, offers salvation, provides salvation, has appeared to everyone. Humanity from all walks of life can be saved because of the grace of God. Humanity from all cultures can be saved because of the grace of God. All men who have fallen short of the glory of God and have trespassed His law can be forgiven through the grace of God. John chapter 1, verses 16 through 18. "And of His fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, He hath declared Him." We have received the fullness of God. We have received grace through Jesus Christ. Moses was called of God to deliver the law to the nation of Israel. But Jesus Christ has brought grace. The only begotten Son has declared God. Jesus Christ has come so that He might make God known. We can understand the nature of God. We can have a relationship with God, even knowing God as Father, because of Jesus Christ. What a tremendous, powerful act of grace God has provided for humanity. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 4, I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ. We should be thankful unto God for His grace. We should ever be thankful, filled with gratitude, overflowing with thanksgiving because of the grace of God that has been given by Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ brought God's grace to you and to me. We must come to know Christ. We must receive Christ as our Savior. We must become united with Christ and put on Christ in baptism, because God has shown His grace, delivered His grace unto us through Jesus Christ. Romans 5, 15. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abound unto many. Through Adam, sin came into the world. All have sinned. All have offended God. But God has offered a free gift by His grace. Even as sin came by one man, salvation and the forgiveness of sin has come by one man. Jesus Christ is that man. Jesus Christ left the bosom of the Heavenly Father, took upon Himself flesh and blood, found in fashion even as you and I, lived in this present world, so that we might receive the gift of God, the salvation and redemption of our soul by Jesus Christ. Through Adam, sin came into the world. Through Jesus Christ, salvation came into the world. 1 Timothy 1:14, and the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. The grace is exceeding abundant. So powerful is the grace of God that every sin can be removed from the human soul. Every trespass of the human heart can be forgiven. Every disobedience can be blotted out by the grace of God. God is willing to forgive, willing to receive and accept humanity into His bosom and know Him as sons and daughters because of the grace that has come through Jesus Christ. The greatest revelation into all the world is the grace of God through Jesus Christ. You and I have a constant need of grace in our lives. Not only do we need grace to become acceptable to God through Jesus Christ, having been forgiven of sin through our obedience to the gospel of Christ, but even as we walk with God and live in this present world, we are in a constant need of grace. The world is unhealthy. The world is filled with all kinds of disaster. The world brings to us all types of heartache. We need grace so that we might be sustained, so that we might be able to overcome, so that we might be able to continue. Grace is the constant need of our life. 2 Timothy 2:1, Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Timothy is an evangelist of Jesus Christ. Timothy has accepted the responsibility of preaching Christ. He will face an adversary, the devil. He will face difficulty as humanity in many respects will stand opposed to the gospel. The urging of the Apostle Paul is for Timothy to be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. You and I must find strength in the grace of Jesus Christ. We must find strength to overcome the temptations of the devil. We must find strength in the grace of Jesus so that we might bear the trials and the difficulties of life. We must find grace in Jesus Christ so that we can travel through the valley of despair and discomfort and be able to overcome. Hebrews 12:28. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. The writer of the Hebrew letter is urging the Hebrew Christians, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, those who are citizens of the kingdom of heaven, to serve God. We are to serve Him acceptably, with reverence and godly fear. We are to have a respect for God, for His power, for His holiness, for His majesty, for His excellency. We must fear Him because of the power that He has. He is able to build up and to cast down. He is able to create and to destroy. We are to serve Him, therefore, with great reverence and a godly fear. To serve Him acceptably, we must have grace. We must understand our need of God, our reliance upon God. We must accept His grace, live acceptably in His service, walk humbly before Him, walk in obedience to His commands and ordinances. Our help in accomplishing that is grace. Hebrews 13:9. Be not carried away with divers and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats which have not profited them that have been occupied therein. Meats was a part of the old covenant that God had delivered to Israel. Now the heart is to be established with grace. The heart must not be carried away by the various strange doctrines of man. God is not aware of these doctrines. God has not delivered these doctrines. God has not prescribed these doctrines. We must not allow the doctrines of men, the false doctrines of the human heart, to carry us away from God, but rather we must be established in His favor and in obedience to His will with grace. 1 Corinthians 15:10, but by the grace of God I am what I am, and His grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. As citizens of the kingdom of God, as members of the church of Christ, as disciples of Jesus, we must labor. We are able to perform that labor, fulfill the responsibility that God has delivered unto us by grace. Paul had come from blasphemy to confession. Paul had come from disbelief to unbelief. That journey was by the grace of God. Paul was what he was. You and I are what we are by the grace of God. We are able to serve God, accept His law, be found favorable in His sight because of the grace of God. What a wonderful gift God has given to humanity. Surely we need to recognize and understand the the tremendous importance of grace, we ought to receive God's grace, accept God's grace, live according to God's grace, and obey His will by His grace. The church enjoys a covenant of grace. God has made a covenant with His church. God has given unto His people certain promises that sustain us and anchor us. That covenant has been sealed by God's grace. Acts 14:26, "And thence sailed to Antioch, from whence they had been recommended to the grace of God for the work which they fulfilled." The grace of God had provided them with a work, a labor, a calling, a charge. Our life can know fulfillment as we accept that charge and fulfill that labor by the grace of God. Acts 15:40, "Paul chose Silas and departed, being recommended by the brethren unto the grace of God." As Paul and Silas were sent upon the tremendous responsibility of preaching to the heathen pagan world, they went forth by the grace of God. They were going to be able to engage in this great labor by the grace of God. We labor and serve in the kingdom of God by His grace. 1 Corinthians 3:10, "According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon." Paul had laid the foundation, which is Jesus Christ, through his preaching and proclamation of the crucifixion of Christ in the gospel. Paul had accepted that. He was a wise master builder because of the grace of God. The gospel will build a life. The gospel will build a future. The gospel will establish a hope that is possible by the grace of God. The church has been sealed by the covenant of grace, and the gospel is proclaimed to the lost and darkened world by the grace of God. You and I must abide in grace. We must continue to live according to the covenant of grace. We must not be moved away from the grace of God. Acts 13:43, "Now when the congregation was broken up, many of the Jews and religious proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who, speaking to them, persuaded them to continue in the grace of God." To continue in the grace of God means to abide in God's grace. We become Christians through our obedience to the gospel. But the Christian life will be assaulted by Satan through his temptation and the burdens of life and the disappointments and discomforts that life will bring to us. God does not create a hedge about us and isolate us from the woes and the ills of human life. Those adversities can tear us away from Christ and destroy our faith in God. We must abide in His grace. We must continue to live each hour of each day in our journey upon the earth according to the grace of God. We can overcome by His grace, but we must abide in His grace. We must not forsake His grace. We must not fall away from His grace. Grace saves us. We are saved by grace, but grace must be received by faith and obedience. Not everyone will be saved, even though the grace of God has been offered to all man. Man must accept God's grace. We must receive God's grace into our heart and life by our obedience and reception of the gospel of Christ. Ephesians 2:8, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Grace through faith. Grace, the undeserved, the unearned, the gift that cannot be repaid, has been offered by God. The faith of man in the human heart receives that grace. We believe the Word of God. We accept the will of God. We obey the truth of God. And thus the grace of God, the offer of God for salvation, is received and obeyed by faith. All of that is the gift of God. God has offered unto humanity a gift of salvation. We receive that salvation through faith. 2 Timothy 1:9, who hath saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Before God laid the foundation of the world, before the world was created by God, in his infinite wisdom and foreknowledge, he foresaw the fall of man, and so he planned for the redemption of humanity. He has saved us and called us with a holy calling, the gospel of Christ, not by our works, not by all the good that you and I might do, but according to his purpose and grace. This purpose and grace was given in Christ, but we must accept the grace. We must walk in the grace. We must live according to the grace so that grace can save us. Grace will justify us. Sin causes us to be unjust. God is a just God. He is in the light. There is no darkness in the character of God. There is no sin in God. Sin is in man. Therefore, we are unjust before God. But the grace of God will justify us, because through grace we can know Christ and we can obey his truth and be saved. Titus 3:7, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Our hope is an inheritance offered by Christ through grace. We have been made just by his grace. We have been made acceptable unto God by his grace. We have been received as the children of God, the sons of God, and the daughters of God by grace. And as we are justified by grace, we are made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. The hope of eternal life is provided by the grace of God because we are justified from sin through Jesus Christ. Romans 3:24, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Justified freely by his grace through the redemption of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ has redeemed us by shedding his blood upon the cross, dying as the sacrificial lamb acceptable unto God, whereby through his blood we can have redemption from sin and the hope of eternal life. We're justified freely by his grace. We have done nothing to earn the grace of God. We have done nothing to deserve the grace of God. We simply live in obedience to the will of God, even by his grace. The very fact that we can live in the kingdom of God as the children of God is because of grace. Grace establishes us. 1 Peter 5 and verse 10, "But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you." The Apostle Peter, in writing to these elect of God because of grace, informs them that they are going to suffer only for a while. And after they have suffered, the grace of God will be able to perfect them, establish them, strengthen them, and settle them. You and I are able to deal with the difficulties of life, the suffering of life, regardless of the source from which that suffering comes, because of the grace of God. We can endure as disciples of Jesus Christ, living in a negative world, an adverse world, a sinful world, because of the grace of God. We can be strengthened constantly by His grace so that we are able to overcome and be victorious. We can live triumphantly all the days of our life in obedience to the will of God, even amidst the adverse circumstances that all will face, because of the grace of God. The grace of God will console us. 2 Thessalonians 2, 16-17, "Now our Lord Jesus Christ Himself, and God even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work." God comforts us in every good word and work. God, as our Father, hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace. In a world of difficulty, in a world of great tragedy, and sometimes even horror, we can be consoled, comforted. The grace of God informs us that God cares about us. God loves us as His children. God desires to be our Father. He desires that Christ be our Savior. He has made that provision for all of humanity through His amazing grace. God is the God of manifold grace. His grace will accomplish so many things in our life, bring such beauty to our life, provide us with a lasting hope, sustain us amid adversity, and save our soul from the sins of the devil. We can be made heirs through His grace. We can live each day with a hope of an inheritance in a world that is better, fairer, more comfortable than this old world. We can endure and overcome if we will but receive the grace of God into our hearts through obedience to the gospel of Christ, and live continually until we are gone from this present life by the grace of God. The manifold grace of God blesses humanity with salvation, with acceptance, with forgiveness, with hope, with victory. Why don't you receive the grace of God and know the blessings that God provides through that grace? Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.